Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Dumper Zombie Mindset. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.datemetips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Dumper Zombie Mindset. So if you've been dumped, then you are likely going to understand what I will be describing in today's podcast. Today, I'm going to be going through the common descriptions of dumpers that dumpees have told me. I've got five of them. We're going to be going through them one by one, and then towards the end of a podcast, I'm going to be explaining why dumpers often behave in this zombie-like way. So when I'm going through each of the descriptions, listen to them carefully, and please type into the comments if you believe your dumper has behaved in this way as well, and whether you match with these common descriptions that I managed to amalgamate by speaking to lots and lots of dumpees, and see whether you believe that your dumper fits into one of these categories. So let's get straight into this, and this is five common descriptions of dumpers by their dumpees. So number one, it's like they have suddenly had a personality transplant. So it's like all of a sudden somebody has completely changed the personality of the dumper. So this might have happened just before the breakup, certainly during the breakup and the aftermath. All of a sudden, the person that the dumpee thought they knew has now completely gone. And they have had a complete personality transplant. They just no longer seem anything like the person they used to know. So number two is looking and sounding vague. So this would fit in to when you're seeing your ex, you're looking towards them, and it's almost as if they are looking straight through you. It's as if they are just seeming very vague, very unsure of their surroundings. Maybe when they speak, they don't sound right. Maybe they have a monotone about them. And they are just seeming very, very vague, almost confused about where they are. Very, very distant. So number three is they suddenly act ice cold. So let's imagine that your ex, the dumper, was a very caring, loving and warm person. Maybe they was the type of person that if you was walking down the street with them and you walked past a stranger, they might smile to them, say hello. Maybe if they saw a homeless person, they would give them some money. You know, the type of person who was really loving, warm, caring, very, very warm to everybody they knew and everybody they didn't even know. And yet all of a sudden, they are now acting ice cold. It's as if they've been turned into the ice queen or the ice king, and they now just treat you colder than even a stranger, and it's just like they've become ice cold. Number four, it's like they've been abducted by aliens and replaced by somebody who looks and sounds like them, but isn't them. So this is when your ex might be behaving in a way, it's not like anything you have heard or seen before, even though they're obviously looking the same. And in this instance, they are sounding the same as well. You know, there's nothing to change in their voice, in their tone, in their expression. But it's just as if they've completely switched personalities. So this is a really interesting description, but it's as if that an alien has kind of just plucked them off the ground, taken them away and replaced them with somebody who looks exactly the same, but just isn't them. Of course, this could be linked back to some of the other elements that we've already mentioned today, but I really liked this description. And maybe you feel that your dumper fits that bracket as well. So please let me know in the comments. And number five, the final common description of dumpers that dumpies have told me is suffering from memory loss. So this is the description of where a dumpee believes that everything they've built up with the dumper is seemingly just worth nothing now. It's as if the dumper has completely forgotten not only the love they have with one another, but everything they'd once said, all of the things they'd done, all of the achievements they had done together, everything that made their relationship special seems to have just been forgotten about. And everything that seemed to be important to them, the dumper, is no longer relevant. And it's that feeling that, oh my gosh, my dumper has completely suffered memory loss. So why do these descriptions happen? Why do people describe their ex, the dumper, as almost like taking on a zombie state? You know, all of these points could be kind of amalgamated into an almost zombie type persona. Why is this? Well, this is because a dumper is often going into shock by their actions. They're often not meaning to hurt anybody. You know, they're not aiming in most instances to hurt the dumpee. But they do realise that their action is going to be creating a huge change and distress for you, the dumpee, and for other people around, you know, friends and family. Everything is going to change. And they realise that this shock is really going to cause shockwaves around, not just within you two, but kind of further afield. And this is why they suffer shock reactions themselves. They know what they are doing is a big deal. So therefore, although they're not wanting to cause distress, they're not wanting to cause all of this pain, they appreciate that that is likely what's going to be happening. And therefore, most dumpers will kind of tap into an almost autopilot coping mechanism, which is why they can be behaving a bit like a zombie would. You know, it's autopilot. They're just going on their own instincts. They're not really thinking at this stage. That is why some descriptions either don't sound right. Some descriptions either kind of like looking through dumpies and people. Some descriptions are like they're very, very cold, or they've had a personality transplant. They look the same person, but they can't be the same person. They're suffering memory loss. It's all linked in to this coping mechanism due to the shock. And this, you know, this isn't going to make a dumpee feel any better. I'm not expecting a dumpee to listen to this and then feel sorry for their dumper. But it might help them understand a bit more about why all of a sudden they've just completely changed. It is a coping mechanism for what they have actually done. Because although they don't want to cause the pain, they appreciate pain is likely being caused. And this is why a zombie-like state can come from a dumper. It's so important at this stage to understand that the best way of trying to move forward from a breakup, whether you want to get your ex back or not, is to implement my version of the no contact rule. You just need to be making sure that you understand the principles at first, and then check out the other podcasts that I've done on the no contact rule to really understand the nitty gritty of it, to really get in depth with the subject. So please make sure you subscribe and ring the bell for notifications so you are notified of my future uploads on the no contact rule and other important subjects. But also look through my channel and source out the playlist if necessary on the no contact rule, and you will be able to listen to all of the information I have in depth on this subject. But for now, in today's podcast, it's just important that I tell you the basic elements. And yes, there are exceptions to the rule, which is why it's so important that you listen to the no contact rule playlist. But just for now, we'll be speaking of the basics. And in most instances, if you've been dumped, you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And one of the reasons this is so important is because your ex during this stage is going through that shock. They are not going to be reasonable. You know, they're not going to be somebody who is going to be worth having a big discussion with at this stage, because they are not in the correct mindset, just as you are not in the correct mindset. You need the space. And the important thing to realise is that although the dumper is behaving in almost this zombie-like way right now, this isn't permanent. You know, they will move forward from this, they will get through this, and their personality will start to come back into the fray when they start to fade away these shocked feelings. And at this stage is when the dumper will be more likely to really consider what they have done, the impact, and whether they possibly made a mistake. Now, there's a lot more to it. If you are a dumpee and you want to try to get your ex back, you know, you need to be raising the level of romantic emotional attraction in your ex's eyes. So even when the dumper is no longer in this zombie-like state, they still need to be moving forward through their life, and they will hit a certain point where they do reflect on their decision. At this stage, if the dumpee has done everything right, and if they've been able to raise the level of romantic emotional attraction in their ex's eyes sufficiently, this is when the dumper might consider that they made the wrong decision. This is when the dumper might consider reaching out to their ex. And this is where the dumpee may have an opportunity to regrow and rebuild their connection. but it is potentially a long journey. You know, there is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. This could take days, weeks, months, years, decades. Sometimes it never happens. It will only happen if the dumper wants to reach out to the dumpee because of the level of romantic emotional attraction that they feel for them has raised sufficiently. So it's not just about the ex, the dumper, moving past this zombie-like state. This is something that they will do over time and naturally. From this moment on, they will be living their life, and it will only be if they are feeling like they've made a mistake that they will contact their ex. So you need to think as a dumpee, not only is the no contact rule going to be helping myself as a dumpee, not only is it going to grow the level of romantic emotional attraction in my ex's eyes because scarcity creates value, but additionally, it is giving my ex the dumper the time that they need to move forward and through this zombie-like state. Because currently, they won't be thinking straight necessarily. Currently, they are going through shock symptoms. And currently, this is not going to be the right time to speak with your ex the dumper unless it is absolutely necessary, there is an emergency, or absolutely necessary contact. Please don't cheat yourself by trying to make an excuse. So I hope this podcast has helped you. I hope you now understand why these common descriptions of dumpers take place, why dumpers can sometimes be described as having zombie-like feelings during the time of a breakup. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.